Blog Talk Radio.
Jeremiah Speaks, an Apostle Mercer. It's good to be here. I'm Reverend Raymond Lucas from the Lyle Chapel Baptist Church, and it's a blessing and an honor just to be here this morning with each and every one of you. My message this morning will be coming from 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, from the 1st through the 5th. Verse. And it reads as follows. For we know that if our earthly house, this tent, is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed with a habitation which is from heaven. If indeed, having been clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we who are in this tent groan, being burdened, not because we want to be unclothed, but further clothed, not mortally, may be swallowed up by life. Now he who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who also has given us the Spirit as a guarantee. Amen. The title of my message this morning is, Do You Know Your Way Home? Father God, use me this morning. Guide me. In the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. In life, we go from day to day trying to figure things out. We go to work every day trying to make a living so we can have the things that we need in life. We come home and we cut the TV on, and all you see is bad news. Bad news. The book of Corinthians is written by Paul the Apostle. The 2 Corinthians is the most autobiographical of Paul's letters. Paul's purpose of the second letter to the Corinthians was out of his concern for the Corinthian church. 2 Corinthians is primarily a personal letter defending Paul's ministry among the Corinthians and appealing to the factions in the church to reconcile themselves to each other. And it leads us to what I was just talking. Nowadays, people act and live their lives as if what they do does not matter. They act as if they don't have a Savior. They act as if tomorrow is promised to them. They have all the time in the world to fix up what they've messed up. As long as they can make up a reason for their wrongdoing or justify, everything is okay. You have some people that go from day to day seeking fame and fortune. Some seek the lottery, thinking that all of their troubles will be over if they win. Some find refuge in drugs or alcohol, trying to hide hurt or despair. Can you imagine that the same people, they seek Jesus instead? Can you imagine that they live their lives for Christ? They wander from here to there as if they're searching for a home. They wander back and forth, trying to figure things out, like they have no place to go, nowhere to lay their heads, as if their souls are lost. But we know He'll give you a home. See, this place that we're wandering around right now is a temporary fix. This is not our home. Even if you have an address, this is not our home. See, we should all be on our way home. God gives us a spirit within. He says, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost that lives within. But the key is, do you know your way home? Do you know how to get there? Do you think that what you do today, wandering aimlessly, is going to lead you home? See, every day we've given a choice. Every day we're given an option. And every day we should do something to lead us home. Home. Not this earthly home, but our heavenly home. See, these people, they wonder and they go around thinking whatever they may do is okay. They're lost. Lost at heart, lost in mind. Their souls are lost. But as children of God, we realize that every day that we wake up in the morning with our hearts in rhythm and our minds on the Lord, we need to say that today is the day that the Lord hath made, and I shall rejoice in it. See, tomorrow is not promised. 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, 51 through 52 says, behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed in the twinkling of an eye. Tomorrow is not promised, and no man knoweth the day nor the hour. See, let's break that down. The scripture says, for we know that if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, meaning this body that we have starts to break down, this body that we have, if it starts to fade, this body that we have, if it starts to fail, everything is going to be all right. See, we may get burdened down sometime. We may moan and groan sometimes. But the key is to live our lives for Christ. The key is to trust and have faith in Christ. John 20:24 says, blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe. Simply meaning, have faith in Jesus Christ. We have to trust in our Savior. We have to trust in the Lord with our whole heart. I know we may see people do this or we may see people do that, but man may tempt you. But Psalms 118:8 says, it is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. Nowadays, we go to the doctor and they never tell you something that you want to hear. But Isaiah 12:2 says, behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and I will not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and my song. And he has become my salvation. See, I can't worry about what man is doing anymore. I can't worry anymore when I feel as though I've been wrong. When they talk about God's children, when they mistreat us, or when they scandalize our name, when they put stumbling blocks in our path, God will turn them into our stepping stones. See, we're on our way home. The Bible says prayers of the righteous availeth much. See, God gave us a promise. He said, for we know is destroyed. We have a building from God. A house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. See, God gave us this vessel that we live in. God gave it to us, this tent that we walk around in every day. See, every day we should get up with the Lord on our mind. Every day we should get up praising our Savior. Every day we should get up with a purpose. And every time we pick up our foot, we should say, for the Lord I live and for the Lord I shall die. We all have a purpose. Live our lives to Jesus. Give our souls to the Father. Help some lost child along the way. For the same souls that we look on that may seem lost, the same soul that we look on that may be down and out, the same souls that we look at that can't handle the trials and tribulations of life, that some father's boy, some mother's child. Try to help them and show them the way to Christ. That's our job as Christians, to help and love one another. Although this one may say or that one may say, it doesn't matter. It's what you do and it's what you say that matters. The Bible is all about love. The love of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, amongst all. The Bible says, love ye one another. Love your brother man. Love your sister in Christ. Be there for them. Guide them. Help them. Be that leading post. Something you may do, something you may say. Maybe all they need to get over the hurt, the harm, or the danger that they face. See, Jesus paid the price for us all. See, it wasn't too long ago. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. See, Jesus said, I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. For this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I may take it up again. See, no one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own accord. That's what Jesus said. See, they gave our Savior 39 lashes from his bones. They hung him high. And they stretched him wide so we can have a right to the tree of life. So you and I could have a home where there will be no more hurt, a home where there will be no more pain, a home where there will be no more suffering, a home where every day will be like Sunday, a home where all of God's saints can shout, glory, 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 hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I know where my home is. Are you going to meet me there? See, oftentimes in life, we may wander, but that's all right. We may wander through the wilderness, but that's all right. Abraham wandered. Isaac wondered, Jacob wondered, until he held on to our Savior and said, I'm not going to let go until you're blessed. Hold on to Jesus Christ. Hold on to him. He was bought with a price. We need to hold on to his everlasting and unchanging hand. Every day we live, we live for Christ. And as we wander through these trials and these tribulations of life, as we wander through life day to day, as we go through life's ups and as we go through life's downs, every time we pick up our foot and every time we put it back down, we say, I'm on my way home. I know where I'm going. It shouldn't be a question. When you live your life for Christ every day, when you walk around with Christ in your heart, when you walk around with Christ in your mind, you know where your home is. I'm on my way home. I'm going to get there one day. I'm going to get there. See, when we were children and we had to go to church, oftentimes, we would find our way outside. But with birthdays, we found ourselves in the church. We might have been on the back pew. But as we get older, we find ourselves closer and closer to the front. But one day, and it won't be long, one day, it's going to be our day, that great day that we sleep and slumber. The Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. One day, we're all going to make it there. But what we do from this day to that is what matters. Are you on your way home? Are you on your way to see the Savior? Because one day the trumpets are going to shout. One day the dead in Christ shall rise. One day. And on that day, when we get to see our Savior, on that day, when we look to our left and we look to our right and we see all of God's saints, we know we're on our way home. I want to hear those words from my Savior when I get to look upon him face to face. And he tells me, well done, my good and faithful servant. One day, I'm going to make it in. One day, I'm going to make it home. Do you know your way? Do you know your way home? Take Jesus. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. He's been that leaning post. He's wiped the tears from your eyes. He's raised you up out of the murk and the mire. He's brought you through. He's turned those stumbling blocks into your stepping stones. He's put you on a steep course straight and pulled you out of the darkness. One day, we're going to hear those words. Come on in, my good and faithful servant. One day, we're going to make it home. Do you know your way? Do you know your way home? Seek Jesus. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. All you have to do is believe that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son so you and I can have a right to the tree of life. The Bible says he knew you when you were in your mother's womb. But what you do throughout this time on this earth matters. What you do here gets you ready to go home. Live your life for Christ. Help somebody. Lead the lost along the way. Be there for them, for they need you. Show them that Christ lives, and Christ lives in you. For we all need a Savior. He paid the ultimate price for all of us, each and every one of us. So I ask you today, do you know your way home? Do you know your way home? And if you're not sure, call somebody. Find your Bible-based church. trust in the Lord until you die. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. Remember, you're on your way home. Father God, thank you this morning, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for not only today's rising, Father God, but thank you for the opportunity to lead a lost soul to thee. Thank you, Father God, for giving us breath this morning, waking us up with our heart in rhythm and our minds on thee. Be with us, Lord. Guide us, Lord. Comfort us, Lord. Wrap your loving arms around us, Lord. As we know with you, all things are possible. It doesn't matter how far we've fallen, Lord. We're never out of your reach. Reach down and hold us, Lord, in the hollow of thine heart. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen again. Bless each and every one of you. Amen.
God bless you. Is there a phone number that they could call for Jeremiah Speak?
That's old school. The Lord, I will trust. Let me hear it. In the Lord. Let me hear you say it. I will trust. Come on. In the Lord. How long? Until I
Yes, good morning to you. It says that I will trust on the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. God bless you again and again. You're listening to the Fivefold Ministry broadcast. Let us listen to Jeff Majors and Song 23. Amen.
Thank you.
Yes, the songwriter says that I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. God bless you. You're listening to the Fivefold Ministry Broadcast. I'm your host, Apostle Margie Mercer. If you would like to reach us, you can write Fivefold Ministries, that's worldwide, .inc at Verizon.net. Again, that's Five, F-I-V-E, Fold, F-O-L-D, Ministries Worldwide, .inc, I-N-C, at Verizon.net. If you would like to contact us for prayer, our number is 410-661-4103. God bless you again. You're listening to the Fivefold Ministry Broadcast. And this is our disclaimer. As I say each week, that we promote the sounds of Zion, that we like to promote the artists, and that the music belongs to them, that we are here to glorify God and to give God praise. So they have the right to their music. We are trying to encourage you to just buy those CDs and to go ahead and to purchase those records so that we can glorify God. Again, this is the Fivefold Ministry, and let us get started with Reverend James Cleveland and the Traditional Gospel Music Workshop. God bless you, because God has smiled on you. Amen.
God has smiled on me. He has set me free.
God bless you. God bless you. You're listening to the Fivefold Ministry Broadcast. Again, you're listening to the Fivefold Ministry Broadcast. I'm your host, Apostle Margie Mercer. God bless you again. Truly, we love to hear the songs of Zion. As I say, that this is our disclaimer. Again, this is our disclaimer. As we glorify God, we try to listen to the songs of the artists to promote those sales so you can buy those CDs. We do it free. So they own the rights to their music. However, we're trying to glorify God. Again, this is our disclaimer. If you would like to reach us, it's Fivefold Ministries Worldwide.inc at Verizon.net. Again, that's FIVEFOLD Ministries Worldwide.inc at Verizon.net. Let us go in again. Truly, we love that song by James Cleveland, "That God Has Smiled on Me." Let me ask you something. Have God smiled on you? I know that he has. You know why? Because he woke you up in the land of the living. Yes, he did. He woke you up clothed in your right mind. He woke you up to glorify him, the Father. So let us glorify him again by listening to Reverend James Cleveland, "That God Has Smiled on Me." Amen. Clap your hands. I know God's been good to you. Come on, let's praise him this morning. I feel all right. On me. Let's say it again, that God has smiled on me. And I know he has smiled on you. Yes, he has. You know, we can't do nothing but love the Father because truly God loved us first. He died for us on Calvary. He died so that we could have eternal life.
Of course, I know how to.
And what we need to do is to love each other the way that God loved us, to treat people the way that we want to be treated. You know why? Because God do not want us sad. God want us to love ye one another. God want us to keep those commandments to treat others. I say it again. To treat others the way that we want to be treated. Because truly the Lord loves us and he loves you. As I said early, God has smiled on you. Yes, he has. God bless you again. You're listening to the Fivefold Ministry broadcast. We like to give a special shout-out this time. You know, we had to rest up our engineer, Ronnie. He was getting on me. You know, we just got back from Montego Bay, Jamaica, and the grill, and we was enjoying our vacation. We was having our boat ride with the glass bottom. We was laying back on the beach. I'd like to say hello to the nation of Jamaica. Truly, your hospitality is to be applauded. We love you so much how you accommodated. You gave us the best room overlooking the ocean. Thank you for all the amenities. Thank you for our boat ride. We thank you for the staff. We just love everybody. The hotel was very, very nice. And also, Apostle Mears, God bless you. I've been very, very busy, as you know. Thank you for keeping in contact with us, and congratulations on signing those churches up to our fellowship. He signed up about 3 pastors, some other ministers and evangelists, and he's on his way to network. I know he just got back from Canada and offsetting with Cuba. So God bless you, Apostle Mears. We're giving a special shout-out to you for the Fivefold Ministry. We appreciate how you're spreading love, fellowship, networking, unity together in the body of Christ. God bless you. Also, we will be talking to our elder in Pakistan. He sent us some videos. We're going to put him on the air and let him do a service and to preach for us from Pakistan. God bless you. Happy birthday to our evangelist, Jackie. Happy birthday. I know you've been calling me. I appreciate you so much. We sent our love offering. As you go around the world, be encouraged. I'm glad to hear the good news, how people are inviting you to spread love abroad. So we just want to give that special shout-out to those nations who have linked in with us. And also here in the United States, we are networking with Jeremiah Speaks, with Reverend Reed, Reverend Lucas, Minister Gray, Pastor Gaskin, and all of those from Jeremiah Speaks here in the United States. We want to say thank you so much. A special shout-out goes out as well, as we said, to Archbishop. We want to say happy belated birthday to you. I know we have to slow down. You have shown everybody so much love. It is time for you to get that love back. So we want to say happy birthday to you, Archbishop, as well as our covering, our overseer, Apostle Anthony T. Mays. That's Dr. Anthony T. Mays. We love him dearly. We thank so much for the fellowship. And First Lady Mays, God bless you. Thank you for praying for us, covering us. Thank all of you who have prayed, especially for me as I travel abroad and get those invitations together. So I thank you so much. Truly, God has blessed us over this last year to really network around the nations. We thank you for the TV and radio invitation and extension. And again, we love you, our callers. A special shout-out goes out to those who network with us from Africa. We thank you for contacting us, asking us for prayer, and also from those other islands. So as we get back and do our Father's business, as I said, that our studio engineer wants some content, so he wants us to get back on board. He said we've rested enough. You know, when you travel around the world, you do ministry for God, it's just like a job you work through the week. Let me slow down, because I forgot that other nations around the world are listening, and we have interpreters who will interpret what I say. So I really have to slow down. I am just excited. Hey, hallelujah, that we are back on the air. We're back in the studios. We're getting things together. God bless you. I want to say again, hello to our radio listeners, our TV viewers. I know you wonder what happened to Apostle Mercer. We keep seeing those same videos. We're seeing those same type of music. It's like a rest. You have a job. You need to rest. You take a vacation. Even coming back from a vacation, you need to rest. And when you do ministry for God, not only do you have to rest up, I'll say to the viewers right now, not only do you have to rest up, but you have to fast and pray. You'll be about your Father's business when you come off the plane, and sometimes you jet lag. You just have to pretty much just base yourself and rest. I call it jet lag because you're just so tired from being on that plane, and that it's time for you to refresh and regroup. So we're back in the studios this morning because I don't want to hear nothing from the engineer. He's threatening to quit. Ronnie, don't quit. We need you, boy. We need you, son. So special shout-out to everyone. We're going to get started. We're recording live right now. And God bless you again as you listen to the Fivefold Ministry. You know, drop us a line and say that you appreciate the broadcast, or let us know that you are viewing us. We know that different ones are. We look at the statics, and we can see the scales that people all around the world. I heard from Dr. May said that people from Russia and China, those places are looking, as well as Archbishop, and she said it's spread more across this United States, and she's bringing an Asian nation. So just send us a line. We hear from those that's in production, but it'd be nice to just hear something special from you. And I would like to say to you this morning, please do not feel sad in your spirit. Hey, hallelujah, God got this. Yes, you're going to weep. Even Jesus wept when Lazarus died. Yes, that we are going to weep sometime. We're going to feel sad, but you got to know that joy comes in the morning. Good God Almighty. I'll say it again. Joy comes in the morning. You got to trust God. You got to believe God. You know that he can do anything. I'll say it again. God can do anything but fail. Good God Almighty. I feel all right. Matter of fact, I want to say to you, as we listen to the songs of Zion. Let us go out and get those CDs and encourage the artists to continue to make those music, because truly those songs have blessed our heart. Matter of fact, I want to listen to Aretha Franklin right now, and I would say to you, don't you weep and don't you cry. Good God Almighty, don't you weep, don't you cry. Let us listen to Aretha Franklin at this time. God bless you. You're listening to the Fivefold Ministry Broadcast, and you're watching the Fivefold Ministry Broadcast. Amen. Yes, again, we're getting our songs ready because we truly going to enjoy it. We are going to enjoy Aretha Franklin. Amen. When I hear that song, it makes me sad to think about the little animals. I've been reading the news as an update. I was reading the news, and it was so nice, and a special shout-out go out to the Netherlands. They showed where it's so cold up in the mountains that they decided to open up the malls, or as we say, the shopping center, the malls, and let the animals come in and have rest. You know, I'm an old country girl from the South, so you got to pardon my English. Sometimes I may not enunciate or pronounce those words, but hallelujah, I love the Lord, and I'm going to bring it to you the best way that I can. No excuses. No bars hold back by any means necessary. We're going to glorify God. Amen. As I say, you know, with this changing seasons, and I'll speak to the nations of the world that's looking in this morning, please remember the animals. They are little dogs, little cats that God has made animals as an enjoyment, as a pet, as a comfort to us. They depend on us for food and for water. Hey, hallelujah. The little puppies and little cats. And I, like I said, I want to give a shout out to the Netherlands, that there are some countries that are looking out and rescuing animals who can't take care of themselves. That's a special blessing. That they are opening up shopping centers where it's empty in the evening at night, even the weekends. They're letting the stray animals come in. The animals are so smart that they know that it's a rescue of safety there. And the animals are able to go in. Some of the townspeople have brought blankets and extra food and little teeny treats for the animals. And the animals are sleeping in the malls. They are sleeping in the shopping center to come out of cold. You know, that's a good idea. I would say to this United States, to England, to all of those other countries around the world, look out for the animals to show God that you appreciate his creation. Hey. That feed the little animals, treat them nice. Don't kick them, don't hit them, don't cut off the limbs, and please don't eat the animals. You know, God told us even in Genesis, and I'll say it again, if I step on your toes, just say ouch. Say ouch if I step on your toes, because you know it's the truth. We are not supposed to eat dogs, cats, bats. And it says that there are certain animals that has made us sick, not only with COVID, but disease. Eating bats, dogs and cats that God made as a pet. Good God Almighty, I'm fired up this morning. So, you know, as I listened to the song with Aretha Franklin, said, don't you weep. There are some kind people in this world that know how to look out for God's animals. Look out for the little children. I'm going to take time this morning that they are babies that's born into this world. They didn't ask to come here, and that we should be kind. Kind enough to, they trust us, the little teeny little infants, the little kids that could barely take care of themselves. Give them a hug. Show them that human beings can be kind. If they lost, send them home. Show them a smile. Don't criticize. Don't put them down. Don't make them feel less than. I'm telling the teachers, I challenge you not to beat the kids over the head and call them stupid or make them feel as though that they cannot learn. Let me slow down. That I've been around the world and I have seen third world countries who are trying to learn English since it's the popular language in England and America. And it is difficult. It is difficult for me to even say some of those English words. So I would say to you, with the children, help them, encourage them, volunteer to be a big brother, big father. Don't abuse, molest, kidnap, or hurt God's little children. They're innocent. What can they do but depend on us for food, for clothes, for shelter? Lord, have mercy. I'm grieved this morning as I think about the animals who's mistreated as well as the children. I want to speak to all nations around the world. I want to stop right now. Please, I implore you. God gave us children as gifts in the body of Christ. He gave perfect gifts so we could reproduce ourselves and our legacy could go on. The little animals are our comfort. I have a little Shih Tzu now, a little teeny puppy. He know I'm on the air, so he's staying clear of me right now because he know I'm recording. I don't want it, but he's such a sweet little animal. God bless you. Let us go back and listen to Aretha Franklin at this time. Again, Archbishop, happy birthday to you, and Apostle Mays, thank you for this great opportunity. Thank you all for even tuning in. We're back in the studio, so I'm going to give you an update because I know you wanted to know what happened over the last couple of months. I can't say I had to rest because I've been in ministry over 30 years, and I'm going to give it, that's my age. I know y'all trying to add it up, but I just wanted to just get things together to be strong, refreshed, because we got to go into the inner courts. We got to pray. We got to get some miracle signs and wonders and breakthrough to those who trying to touch the hem of Jesus' garment. We are there for you and with you. God bless you again. Let us go back as we listen to Mary, Don't You Weep by Aretha Franklin. Let us weep for those who are less fortunate, even the elderly, who need our support. God bless you. You're listening to the Fivefold Ministry Broadcast. Amen.
I stand right where
Yes, God do not want us to weep. He want us to trust that he's in it for us. And we got to hold on to the truth that God can do anything but fail. Yes, he can. God can do anything but fail. We just got to believe it. If you can believe it, you can receive it. God bless you. You know, when I got saved, you know, there were certain songs, as I said, that I was in my mother's kitchen. And mother had told me about this man named Jesus, and things was going wrong in my life. You know, I was having difficulty with friends, with enemies, finding a job, and I just couldn't seem to find a way out. And I was down in the kitchen, and this is my testimony, and I said, if you be God, I said, come into my life, come into my heart, change my situation. Oh, hallelujah, yes, he did. Not only did God produce it, I was able to find a job, take a test, pass a job, been able to stay on that job for 30 years. I thank God for it because he heard me cry out to him. I want to tell you this morning that if you ask God to come sup with you, if you ask God, I got to slow down, I'm excited, to come into your heart, to come to you right where you are. It doesn't mean that if you're out in a field that he don't hear you. You're on a plane, he can hear you. In a home, he can hear you. On a boat, God is there, good God Almighty. God is in the midst of us. If we just reach out and touch the hem of his garment, my mom used to say, if you make one step, God will make two. Yes, he will. God will make that special effort to hear you, to show you that he's there. I'm telling you what I know. One day I'm going to do a whole week of series of testimony. What God had did in my life hopefully can help somebody else. Yes, he did. God is able to do anything but fail. If you reach out and say, God, do it for me. If you say, God, I need you right now. I need you to come into my heart, come into my life. God can do anything but fail. We just got to trust and believe it. I'll say to you this morning, reach out this morning as we meditate on the goodness of God and ask God to do it. Help us in our healing. Help us in our situations. Help our nations. Help our world to have world peace. Hallelujah. Help us in our weather. You know, I was looking at the news in Buffalo, New York already. There are bad storms. And snow is going up in certain places up to people's waist already. It's cold out there. And the snow, the seasons are changing. They talk about global warming, that the season in some areas because of the way that the moon and the sun are now situated and shifted, that there are the season changes are not the same. I'm sure you noticed that. Where you can have an early summer, it ends very quickly, and before you know it, that fall and winter is there. Ooh, hallelujah. So let's ask God, will he do it? Will he come in and stabilize what we messed up? I say it again, God, will you come in and help us to fix up what we messed up? Help us, God, that we can survive in what you have created. Help us, God, that we're able to get back on our Father's business, on his journey. Help us to get ourselves together around this world so we can live in world peace and to seize these wars. Oh, hallelujah. We're going to ask God this morning as we listen to the special song that is from the Love Fellowship Tabernacle Church. Lord, do it. Do it for me. Let's ask God to do it for us. Amen. You're listening too. The Fivefold Ministry Broadcast. Good morning.
Lord, do it.
Lord,
To believe that God is able to do anything but fail. I'll say it again. You got to believe that God can do anything but fail. Thank you again. You're listening to the Fivefold Ministry broadcast. I'm your host, Apostle Margie Mercer. And I just want to say thank you again. As I said earlier, we had to get back in the studios from our missionary journey to the Caribbean. And truly, we are so blessed that we was treated well as we were in Montego Bay and Negril. And we had a lovely time on the beach as well as riding on our glass bottom boat. I enjoyed that. I can't swim, but I was out there on that ocean looking at the heavens, the skies. The water was so beautiful, but I kept praying. I said, God, I'm trusting you, Lord. Do it for me. Because I'm out here on this boat. I'm on the deep end. I said, I know I can't walk on water, so I'm going to be cool and sit here and just trust you, Jesus. But it was a beautiful trip. I thank God for the people at the hotel as those who was able to take care of us. We thank God for the very beautiful tour. As I said, I was with Apostle Mears, Glory House Church in Jamaica. Thank you so much for the invitation. I love that coconut fish, that curry goat. It was truly beautiful. And also, thank you for bringing the churches on board to the Fivefold Ministry that we can network, we can fellowship, and we can break bread together. A special shout-out goes to Apostle Dr. Anthony T. Mays. Thank you so much. How you have allowed us to be able to network with you on TV. We thank you for that. We thank you, Archbishop, how we're able to go worldwide with the radio. To all of those nations who tuning in again, you're listening to the Fivefold Ministry and watching the Fivefold Ministry broadcast live this morning. As I said, our engineer wants us back in the studio. He said we had a rest long enough. We've been back in the United States now for a couple of months, so we got to be about our Father's business. One of the things we want to point out to you this morning is that we need to be more patient with one another. You know, sometimes that even though you could take a back seat, even though you could humble yourself, it doesn't mean that you're weak. It means that you are a child of God or you are a peacemaker. Peacemakers are those who want to have brotherhood and fellowship. And I noticed around the world, the more I smiled, the more patient I was, the more love that was shown to me, and God bless you. We thank you again for the invitation we got from another gentleman to go to Ghana, to Africa. And as Archbishop, she's going to get our contact for China. And we're going to have our young elder from Pakistan to be on the radio. We thank God, as I said earlier, for Jeremiah Speaks, who have teamed up with us through the weekend as well as this Sunday morning. We thank you, Reverend Reed. We thank you, listeners, for having our rates to go up because I've heard, according to our producers, that we have watchers now in China and Russia who have made it known they enjoyed our broadcast, as well as Archbishop says she's bringing in Asian nations. So we hope to fellowship. Our goal at the Fivefold Ministry is to network nations of people around the world in fellowship and in love. We would like to come to your country. We would like to encourage you in the things of God and to encourage the body of Christ to go forward and do the things that God will have you to do. We all have jobs. We have jobs to prophesy one to one another, which means to exhort, edify, encourage, and to correct in love and in patience if something needs change. We don't have to compete. We don't have to compare. We don't have to be a copycat. We are our own individual with our own unique style, that God has given all of us a talent. My talent that God has given me so far, it appears that I have a relationship with foreigners, with you, that I love to embrace you, to give you a hug, to help show you the things that God had did in my life that has helped things far as ministry to grow. I thank God for the opportunity that not only when I pastored churches, I was able to oversee churches as well as be their bishop, but I thank God for the opportunity as apostle, which is to develop and to break bread and set up the foundational work of God around the world. I thank God for that because my first love will always be to love the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and to love you, our viewers, as well as our listeners. As I say, with the fivefold ministry, it's fivefoldministriesworldwide.inc. That's F like Frank, I-V-E, F like Fold, F-O-L-D, ministries with an M, worldwide.inc, I-N-C, at Verizon.net. If you would like to call us for special prayer, because we believe in miracles. If God can't do it, it just can't be done. That number is 410-661-4103. So that was pretty much our update that we wanted to just to say hello to you, that we're back in the studios now, and that we're trying to get some content so that our producer will not, quit on us, and then we're not able to get those radio tapes and TV tapes out to him. So as we said earlier that we, during this season, I'll pull you again, I'm going to say it again, that for the animals, and I noticed that in the Netherlands and some other nations, that they have opened up shopping malls or empty buildings and allowed the animals to come in out the cold. Good God Almighty. Isn't that beautiful? That you could allow the pets, those special animals that God have made as to be a comfort to us, to give them blankets, water, and food, and show them love, and to show God that you appreciate the gift that he has given us. As I said to you earlier, that even the children are a gift from God, that God has given us the children to be a blessing, that God has given us the children to carry our legacy. We don't have no right to hurt the weaker humans, the little teeny children, the elderly, or the sick, oh, God forbid, and not give them a hug, not give them food, not put clothes on their body, not say a kind word. Please do not beat up, molest, abuse, rape, kidnap, or hurt God's creation. God is not pleased. I'm telling you now that God wants us to treat people the way that we want to be treated, to show love one to another. That is our purpose here. If you want eternal life, if you want to dwell in this place of God, hey, hallelujah, not only do you have to show love, but you got to be about love. You got to be about peace in the nation, peace in the world, peace in your own souls and in your own mind. We don't have time to copycat. We don't have time to be like other people. We don't have time to compete. We don't have time to judge. We don't have time to look down on, to criticize, to be mean, or be nasty. It's going to be written in the Lamb Book of Life. You're going to be judged. I'm telling you right now. Don't let your sins find you out. Repent. I said today to all nations, repent, China. Repent, Africa. Repent, United States. Repent those who are not doing things in the way that God is pleased to show love to one another. Be about your Father's business this morning. To all nations around the world, you know, we want peace. Peace to abide in our homes. Peace to abide in our bodies. I'm going to, at this time, play a set by Reverend Lawrence Roberts, because I didn't really get into a word this morning, but I think he says it well enough that I'm going to put this on the air right now. It's Reverend Lawrence Roberts, as we listen to him, like I said, that all the music, all the CDs that you hear, everything belongs to the artist. It doesn't belong to the fivefold. We just try to promote it far as sales is concerned, as well as to glorify God and to encourage you to listen to great music of Zion. There's some beautiful music out here. Even those that they call carnal music, that's not gospel music. There are some beautiful written words in them songs. Be positive. Be optimistic. You know, try to see good in a bad situation and try to make it better. Amen? So let us listen to a good word this morning, because I see my time is running out. I had to set things up in the studio, the lighting and everything, because my engineers get ready to fire me. So I got to get it together and be about my Father's business. Be patient with us. As I say, this is our first time back in the studio since we've been abroad, and we're trying to settle and calm down now so we can be about our Father's business. God bless you as you tune in to us, and be encouraged and know that God loves you. So peace be still. Amen.
The place was Nutley, New Jersey, in the First Baptist Church where I pastored. And gathered there that evening was James Cleveland, the angelic choir. And I recall going to my pulpit and giving the folks a little spiritual advice before we sang. I said, when you get home, get your Bible. Read Mark, the fourth chapter, starting at the 37th verse, going down to the 41st verse. And in the context of these verses, you will find a story of Jesus and his disciples as they commanded a boat and went out on the Sea of Galilee. Jesus got tired and went down in the hinder part of the ship and went to sleep. But while Jesus slept, the cosmic phenomena of the world broke loose. The sky got as black as a thousand midnights down in a cypress swamp. The thunders rolled across the heavens. The lightning wrote her zigzag name on the bosom of the cloud. And the water tossed and turned that little ship. And these men who thought they knew so much about the sea decided we better go get Jesus. And they went down and they shook Jesus. And Jesus got up, came up, stood on the ship, looked around, and chastise them first by saying, Oh ye of little faith, what are you so concerned about? And he raised his hand and said three words, Peace, be still. The sun came out, the clouds dissipated, the thunder hushed his voice. The winds went back in his chamber and slammed the door. The waters laid down like a baby and said, we're going to hold you. hallelujah, so you don't rock no more. Aren't we like that? As long as we think we can handle our ship, we don't call on Jesus. But when the going get rough, when things get tough, we call on Jesus. And when they woke him up, somebody said, Reverend Robert, what did they say? This is what they said. These are the words when they woke my Savior. They said this. What?
Master.
The tempest is raging.
Songwriter says that peace be still. You have to know that if God can't do it, it just cannot be done. God bless you again. You're listening to the Fivefold Ministry broadcast. And I want to say again, I thank you so much for tuning in to our stations to watch us. We thank you for the love that you have shown us. We thank you for the patience that you have been with us. We truly are honored. Over this last year, as I say, it's been a busy year that God has blessed us and opened up the airways and the TV channels, and we thank God for that. Thank you goes out to the stations. We just want to thank you, Dave. We want to thank you, Apostle Mays. We want to thank you, Archbishop. And thank you to listeners again. As I say, this is our first day back in the studio, and that just be patient with us. Listen to us. We come on now, Monday through Fridays. You can hear us on Worldwide Radio as well as on Sunday mornings on the same radio dial. Encourage your family, your friends, even the enemies. We have the Preach Word. We have the Bible study, Sunday school. We have worldwide updated news, and we will be having different ones to come on. We're going to have the Caribbean Island, the Caribbean Hour. I keep saying Island because I enjoyed it so much. But on that Caribbean Hour, we're going to have a playwright as well as an author. And that her name is Evangelist Jackie, goes around the world. She's going to come in and to give us the poetry, some book reading, as well as some updates, what's happening. We're going to have Apostle Mears. We're going to be bringing in Jamaica as he pulling other pastors. We want to open up a line for Cuba as well. And also we're going to have, hopefully we'll have Brother Aru. He's been with us for a year and a half now in Pakistan, and he sent us videos of his church and congregation. So we're going to try to bring those nations on so that we'll have a different flavor, a different flow of worship through the week, Monday through Fridays, as well as Sunday. God bless you again. I thank you so much for tuning in, being patient with us. As I say, this is our first day back into the studio, and we are trying to get things together. And remember always, if God can't do it, it cannot be done. I really like to hear this one particular pastor. It was so beautiful what he said, that I want you to go out with this particular thought today and word. Just go out and to know that regardless what it looked like, what it seemed like, you got to trust God. Trust God in everything. And even those who have stood in your way to try to hold you back from the greatness that you are in God, you be encouraged. Amen. Let us listen to this as we go out today from the Fivefold Ministry. Amen. And God bless you. Amen.
Lost something that you thought you'd never stop crying, but God stood you back up on your feet again. And you can testify, weeping may endure for a night, but joy, joy, joy comes in the morning.
We'll say it again.
I need somebody who's lost something that you thought you'd never stop crying, but God stood you back up on your feet again. And you can testify, weeping may endure for a night, but joy, joy, joy comes in the morning.